America is going through a difficult time where people seem more divided than ever. One man, a Lebanese American and a Muslim, is hoping to change that dynamic one conversation at a time. Anthony Brooks of member station WBUR has our story.
Robert Ozzie calls these meetings Ask a Muslim Anything. He's been leading them at community centers, churches, and town halls across New Hampshire.
Wow. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be on you.
Ozzie is a veteran photojournalist who grew up in New Hampshire and spent years in the Middle East. On a recent evening in the village of Dublin, he told a small audience that he started these conversations a year and a half ago because of what he saw as growing Islamophobia. So he decided to address people's fears head on.
You know, I challenge you to ask me challenging. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
A few nights later in the town of Harrisville, Ozzie gets this question from Jack Calhoun.
Why don't we hear more condemnation of terrorism in the name of Islam from the Muslim community?
Because you're not listening.
Ozzie points out that Muslims from Tehran to Istanbul to New York denounced the 9/11 attacks, while scores of prominent Muslims around the world have condemned ISIS. But Ozzie argues those stories are too often overlooked in the current climate.
Muslims denouncing terrorism and violence didn't fit the kind of binary narrative that had taken hold in this country of us versus them. You know, there's this great prayer in the Muslim community saying, please, God, don't let it be a Muslim. I don't think you share that prayer.
Ozzie gets another question. Why are so many people in this country afraid of Muslims?
It's really interesting to me about why people are fearful.
Ozzie says 9/11 encouraged the false notion that that's when Muslims suddenly arrived in America, when in fact they've been here for centuries. And he argues that the fear was ginned up by the birthers, who claimed falsely that President Obama was a Muslim and not born in America. Chief among them, says Ozzie, Donald Trump.
And he's running for president by painting a crescent on my forehead and a target on my back. And therefore, all Muslims must be foreign. All Muslims must be terrorists. And this is when I started getting the calls.
The threatening phone calls came with the hate mail, so this is personal for Ozzie. He acknowledges that Islam has a problem with fundamentalism, but he points out so does Christianity.
Can you talk a little bit about praying five times a day?
That question, from Janet Selly of Keene, New Hampshire, leads to a discussion about whether a devout Muslim can embrace democratic values. Yes, says Ozzie. And whether Ozzie condones the oppression of women in some Muslim-majority countries.
I say absolutely not. I don't condone it. I think they live a terrible life, and they live under terrible circumstances. And secondly, there is nothing in Islam that supports or embraces that kind of horror or terrorism.
The audience is, for the most part, sympathetic, welcoming Ozzie's effort to open up a dialogue about Islam.
I really appreciated how he talked about the gentleness of Islam.
This is Janet Selly of Keene.
It's really important to hear the other side and not just radicalism or the fundamentalists that he talked about. It's important to hear where the belief really stems from.
For his part, Robert Ozzie says these evenings in small New Hampshire towns give him hope, but he knows he's not reaching everybody.
The haters aren't here. You know, the haters don't come out. This is sort of a Muslim town hall. I never used that line before, but that's what it is.
Ozzie says he looks forward to the day when these Muslim town halls will no longer be necessary. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.